For the first time since he'd split up with Andy, he wasn't going to be spending the weekend under his duvet with Netflix for company, because Sean was coming to stay. Tall, dark and handsome Sean, with the melted chocolate eyes, Justin's oldest friend and his unrequited crush. Justin couldn't wait to see him. They'd known each other since they were 7, and Sean was the only person Justin was still mates with from primary school. They'd gone off to uni in separate cities, but their friendship had weathered the separation. Both of them ended up living and working in London after graduating, Justin at his current job and Sean temping. They shared a flat for a while, but when Sean left to go travelling for 9 months, Justin had managed to get a mortgage on the place he had now, with a lot of help from his parents. On the way home, Justin stopped at the supermarket at the end of his road and stocked up with as much food as he could carry. His fridge had been pathetically bare for the last 2 weeks, as he'd had no appetite. He'd survived on a diet of breakfast cereal with the occasional slice of toast for variety. But unless Sean had changed while he'd been away, he loved his food, and the contents of Justin's cupboards just wouldn't cut it. Laden down with bags of groceries, Justin was struggling to get his key in the front door of his building when a voice from behind him said, "Justin, is that you?" It was a voice Justin would know anywhere. He turned, letting the bags slip from his hands to the floor, barely noticing when one of them fell over and a couple of tins of beans made a bid for freedom. "Sean?" Justin could just make out the shape of his friend in the orange glow of the street lamps, a bulging rucksack on his back. "God, it's good to see you." Sean moved forward and Justin went to meet him. They wrapped their arms around each other for a hug that went on for ages. Sean was big and solid and warm compared to the early December chill. He smelled as though he hadn't had a shower in a couple of days, but Justin didn't care. He squeezed back until Sean finally let him go. "I thought you weren't coming till tomorrow," Justin said.
"Yeah, sorry. Is it a bad time? I managed to switch to an earlier flight."
"It's fine," Justin shivered, chilly now he was out of Sean's warm arms. "Let me get the door." He fumbled with his keys again, and once he got the front door open, the automatic light in the hall came on, so he could see to pick up the shopping.
"Here," Sean handed him the tins that had rolled away. "God, I haven't seen real baked beans for months. It's good to be home."
Justin chuckled. "Seriously?"
"Seriously. It's funny the things you miss when you're abroad."
Justin led Sean inside. "Make sure the door's shut behind you. It sometimes sticks. My flat's on the first floor." They made their way up the stairs, where the carpet was worn and grimy from use. "This is me." Justin unlocked the first of 2 doors on the landing and went in, with Sean following. Justin flipped on the light. He studied Sean now he could see him clearly. His tall frame looked a lot thinner than before he went away, and his cheekbones were more defined, emphasising his strong features. His face was tanned, jaw dark with stubble, and his hair a little longer than he usually wore it. It suited him. Justin's breath caught as a wave of affection and longing swept through him. All these years, and the feelings he guarded so closely, still persisted. Sean smiled, and Justin realised he was staring. "The beach bum look suits you," he said casually, ignoring the flush heating his cheeks.
"Thanks. Where shall I put this?"
Sean asked, easing his giant rucksack off his shoulders. "Oh, just dump it anywhere for now. Let me get this shopping into the kitchen, and I'll give you a tour. Not that it will take long." Justin's one-bedroom flat was tiny, but it was home, and he loved it. "So, this is the living room, obviously," Justin said, as they walked through it. "And the kitchen's in here." The kitchen was small, but functional. It led directly off the living room, separated by a door. Justin put the shopping bags on the counter and started unpacking the fridge stuff.
"This is great, Justin," Sean said.
He was still standing in the kitchen doorway, looking around admiringly.
"And it's all yours?"
"Well, I've got a mortgage, of course, but it's not astronomical. My parents were able to give me a good-sized deposit when they sold their place to move to Scotland."
"That's very cool. I'm already stressing about finding somewhere to live if I want to stay in London. Rent is crazy, and I need a job first."
"You're welcome to stay as long as you need," Justin said. "You know that."
"You say that now, but I'm pretty sure you'll get tired of me.